Good afternoon, Mark. Welcome to Southern FM.
Thanks for having me on.
Last time we met, we had an interesting talk about your first project, your first rocket project called OSROC 1.
Yeah.
I believe you're into it again.
Yeah, this time we're designing and building OSROC 2. It started after OSROC 1, after the success of OSROC 1, and the year after that I was completing my fourth year engineering course at Monash University. And for my final year project, along with another mechanical engineering student, Peter Kanzos, and electrical engineering student, Dominic Marinelli, we undertook the design and construction and test launch of a second liquid fuel rocket. This time, however, instead of using the hypergolic mixture of nitric acid and furfural alcohol, we chose liquid oxygen and kerosene as our propellants.
How big is this rocket?
OSROC 2 is about 5.6 metres long and about 250 mil diameter. Its engine will produce about 1,000 kilos of thrust for 20 seconds, and with this impulse, we should have the vehicle reach an altitude of about 14 kilometres and a maximum speed of 2,500 kilometres per hour.
So are you going to be able to launch that from Melbourne?
No, not at all. The site we used at Puckapunyal for launching OSROC 1 is nowhere near big enough for this larger vehicle. For this larger vehicle, we've approached the Defence Department for permission to use the Woomera Rocket Range in South Australia to launch this vehicle. Woomera was the site where the British launched satellites and rockets for 30 years after World War II, but it has declined since the British pulled out in the late 70s.
So does anyone use Woomera now then, other than yourself?
Yeah, the Defence Department, primarily the Air Force, uses Woomera nowadays for trials, for missile trials, and so it's not extensively used. Now, when we approached the Defence Department to launch the rocket from Woomera, we didn't really have much trouble in getting permission to do the launch. We've had to provide a liability cover for the launch, which means we've got $10 million liability insurance in case we do damage something. But other than that, the Defence Department's been more than cooperative to help us to launch this vehicle.
So when are you looking to launching?
Hopefully the vehicle will be ready by August 1991 for a trial, although this launch date has been changing so often lately. We're hoping it'll be ready for August, but it may change.
This sounds pretty ambitious, Mark. Who's paying for it all?
It's an order of magnitude larger than OSROC 1, and for this, because of this, some of the subsystems are very complicated, and we have had to sort numerous more sponsors than we did for OSROC 1. We've had about a 90% success rate in gaining sponsors from most of the major companies that we have approached. These include BHP, the Australian Space Insurance Group, CIG, and numerous others who have all donated materials basically to help us out, along with Monash University, who provide us with a $10,000 seeding grant to get the project happening.